Can I let you, do you know what love languages are?
Yeah, love languages can be defined as how the way or the manner in which you decide to like
express your love to someone.
Okay, I feel we should start now.
Okay, let's get started. Hey, everybody.
Hi, guys. Welcome back
to You Scary.
You Scary.
Oh, okay. Hi, guys. So, welcome back. And I'm Chika, as always.
Oh, and I'm Atunike.
Yeah.
Oh, and we have a guest today. Mm-hmm. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Why is he acting shy?
I don't know. They always come here and act shy.
Like, they don't talk. Please, be cool.
Would you just like just...
I mean, this is like that kind of, she comes to your crib and then she's sitting on the edge of the bed.
Like, that's a lie, because you were just talking just now, literally.
I mean, everybody talks smack on the phone and then in person they're on the edge of the bed. You have to give me time to like ease up.
Okay, but like, yeah,
bada bing, bada boom, I go by Kelechi or K9, any of the two. And you are now listening to the Ew Scary podcast. listen, like, share, subscribe, because I promise you, you will never hear raw, unfiltered banter like this in your life. So yeah, what questions do you have for me?
Before we get into the questions, right, how are you, Kelechi? Just generally, are you good today? Like, what's going on today? Are you good?
Are you in line with the security of this school or what? What kind of question
is that? She's just asking you a question. Are you doing?
Oh, first. No, I'm on edge because, like, niggas are after me. But, like, yeah, I'm good, man. I'm chilling. No, let's forget about that. Let's focus on the topic at hand. Yeah, I'm good. I'm all right.
Okay, no problem.
Exactly.
So, for today's episode, we're going to be talking about love languages.
Oh, brother.
We realized that it's actually quite important for you to understand, like, people, not just people, someone you're in a relationship with, like your friends, family, their love language, so you know how best to, you know, express love to them. So we're here to talk about it, see if it actually matters, especially for guys, because I don't know if guys are really aware of love languages
I
mean, maybe indirectly, but I doubt they're like.
A lot of guys, they are not in tune with their emotions a lot of the time. So they just, whatever it is, they feel like they enjoy it. They enjoy it. So that's why if you ask a girl what is love languages, you'll be like, okay, what are they? Because none of them know at all. So, but someone like me, now me understand what me I want and me I don't want. And me, if you cannot have quality time with me, I'm sorry. I'm dropping your father's house.
So you're saying like you're a quality time kind of person.
Yes, quality time. Let's go to, let me take you out to Circa by the breeze. The breeze go to slap your Brazilian wig. Go to order some feng shui and souffle.
That's very interesting.
And etc. That kind of thing.
Okay, pictures. Before we get into each of our love languages, let's first understand what a love language is, just in case someone doesn't know.
So, Chika, would you like to define it first? Okay. What is a love language?
From my understanding, so love languages are those specific ways in which a person expresses their love for a person, and I believe that they differ from each person. Some people have it similar, some people it's a mixture of two, some people just one, like it differs. And what about, do you know, like, I know there are five love languages.
Yeah. Quality time.
One.
Acts of service.
Two.
Physical touch.
Three.
Words of affirmation.
Four.
And gift giving.
Five.
Oh my god, I feel like I was cramming for a test.
Don't fucking give me. But can't lie, A lot of people believe words of affirmation are those lies.
Me.
It depends.
I do believe that. I can't even lie.
No, like I was telling you yesterday.
Might not be lies per se, but I don't take it very well.
First of all, why do you believe they're lies?
I just think that words and actions are two different things. You can show me what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, if someone believes that, oh, you look really nice, there's a way you would act towards someone that looks nice rather than just saying it.
What? By asking them for their account number?
Okay, maybe that. But oh, I wasn't thinking about that. I wasn't even thinking about that. I'm just saying sometimes words are just words.
I also think it depends on the words that are being said. Like I was telling you yesterday, like all these compliments that, oh, you're pretty, oh, you're this, it's nice. So, but like me, I just take it at, oh, okay, thank you. But if it's like, oh, you're, I'm really proud of you, like, you did really good today.
I like those.
Like, just those kind of like words of affirmation. I find those very, I find that, especially when I really need it, like, I was doing, like, I've been stressing myself, like, someone just come and tell me, you're doing a really great job, like, keep it up, blah, blah, blah. I think that's really great as well. Like, when we're talking about love languages, it's not just to your lover, whatever, like, also to your friend. Like, you can come and tell them, if there's someone for words of affirmation, you come and tell them, oh, I think you're doing a great job, like, keep it up. I know you've been trying so hard, like, just keep it up, girl. I'm here for you.
Let me not lie to you. Let me not lie to you. Me, the reason for lovers and lovers alone, what do you concern my friend?
What do you mean? Don't you care about your friend?
I mean, I care about them, but, like, I have a general way of spreading love to my friend. The only time you can see gifts given is when it's their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
The only time you can see words of affirmation is when they've come to me and say, okay, they're feeling down.
Okay.
The only time you see quality time is if I say, oh yeah, let's go to club, but let's go somewhere else to get you.
Okay.
Physical touch, you know, to the happen like
obviously,
that.
Obviously, because most of your friends are guys, right?
Yeah, highest, how far and everything like that.
So most some people like high five, some people like
high five is not physical touch.
No, like,
so what's physical touch?
Physical
to
touch
you?
Is, you're touching them physically now.
Not like that.
Physical touch,
like,
is in the word.
Yeah. Are there reasons, some hand holding, some hand on waist,
a lot of hugging? That's
for relationship.
Touch,
cuddling too. Cuddling too, that kind of.
But for friend.
Friend.
See, physical touch day for friend.
Yes. What did you feel?
Now? Don't you hug your friend?
Would you shake your friend, high five your friend?
I mean, okay, fair enough.
And now that's why it depends. Like, you know your
would
friends.
You count soccer as physical touch?
No,
soccer, the boys football.
Because it's a physical sport.
No, that's more quality time.
Physical.
That's quality. That's quality time.
That's
but
quality,
like,
yeah.
Or like guy to guy, we don't really do all of that. Like. Love language, whatever. We drive right those there for our guys. We banter, talk about soccer, go out, drink, all those things. That's what me and do with my guys, Sha.
Okay.
Then we also read the Bible.
Together, like, you guys have a Bible group.
Yes.
So, Atunike, what is your love language?
I think it's quality time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
You just
really
quality time.
Yeah.
Now this can be we go carry and go chicken public, eat. No touch him. She had a nice time.
Yes.
Wait, wait. So you're telling me that if a guy takes you to Chicken Republic, you'll be okay with that?
Yes.
No,
as a date?
Yes.
As a first date?
Oh, as a first date?
Yes, Chicken Republic.
I'm not into the whole first date thing. No offense.
Wait, I don't understand. What do you mean you're not
into
the whole first date?
If I'm with my friend, so we're already used to each other. So if we go to Chicken Republic, what's wrong with that? I'm so sorry, but I would really enjoy myself.
No, see, I can't lie to you. Chicken Republic is me. I am the advocate / chairman of Chicken Republic in Lagos. It shall me die. So now that kind of thing, it's not a place whereby you go inside and then you now take your babe to.
Okay,
to eat there as a date.
Here's the thing.
But to just hang.
No, here's the thing. As a first date, maybe that might be a bit off. But if you guys are like, let's say, like really close, like. You've already been with each other, like you're comfortable. Like, you both of you like Chicken Republic. You won't really say, okay, it's a date. Like, you can just go and chill there. That's calm.
No.
No, but it's calm. Like, if you guys.
It has to be with the ambience.
No, here's the thing. When it comes.
You're telling me if I carry Go Chicken Republic, I hear nice. You go block me.
It's only like on quality time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like quality time is. Because of the person and not because of the environment.
Mm.
I feel like that also goes back to the whole quality
because
time.
Because quality time could easily be us in the house watching a movie.
Yeah, as long as we're together.
It could easily be us washing a car. Just hanging with each other, basically, is quality time. I wouldn't necessarily say...
That it needs to be a particular place.
Maybe because of the word quality, you believe it's like, we're going on like really nice dates. I mean, that's something,
no,
I guess.
Okay. Maybe,
I don't
okay.
think it.
Okay, that's probably you guys. But my... thing of quality time, it has to be, is either indoors or outdoors. Now, if we're talking outdoors, obviously movies, dates, either like it's a fancy restaurant or it's like a regular kickback, like let's say Danfo Bistro, Suya Bistro, all those places whereby the food is nice, the ambience is nice, and then you guys can just go and hang out. Chicken Republic is too rowdy for it to be like a chill spot. It's Chicken Republic is that kind of thing whereby you order them to your house. You get the nice nice in your yard.
Okay, I think I understand. Like, it can still be quality time, but like maybe the place.
Yeah, the place is not built for like an ambience kind of thing.
But it's not built for a date.
It's a fast food. Can we move on? You guys are talking about Chicken Republic, please.
Okay, so Chika, you said you were like an acts of service kind of girl.
Well, here's the thing. I like quality time, but I also like acts of service. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a bit of both for me. Yeah.
So, no, Chika is that kind of person that acts of service first. Because you know, say her schedule, they busy.
Yeah, I'm actually very busy. So, like, if the thing is that, that's why quality time is also there. Because, like...
See, wait, for our my audience, let me give you a tip if you want woo Chika hats.
Wow.
By the time you just ask her, oh, what's your schedule like? From there, just they jot them down. Then when she says, oh, she has to go and pick up her kini at Sude Center. Now where you go, Jawan?
Actually, I can't even, like, that's actually
You go just pick him up.
That is very accurate.
See, you go pick him up. She'll come, go there, go say, oh, someone already picked up for you. She'll not be wondering, who could have done such a thing? You're not going to give her a call and say, hello. You know, call the phone and say, yeah, hello. I got something for you, blah, blah, blah. They now give it to her, tell her that, oh, I picked it up for you because I thought that you were busy. She'll go and say, oh, like that, you don't catch a move button. And they do and they go.
Why is that so true? See, I feel like I'm actually quite understanding of like other people's like love languages as well. Like I actually try to like understand that love language. But this whole one of like you not even being sure of your love language, like some people are not sure what their love language is.
Because they are not in tune with their emotions. They are not in tune. They don't know what they like.
I don't think they
date to knock.
When you're telling someone that loves you clearly that, oh, this is my love language, they obviously know how to like love you better or express the love that they have for you. And I feel like it's also very important. Like that is very important.
But the thing is, I feel like if you don't know your love language, you shouldn't be entering a relationship, to be honest.
That is very true.
If you don't know, because a lot of times we see in a relationship whereby one person is like doing the most.
Yeah.
And then the other person is not. That person is not getting it back. Mm. Like a relationship, no matter what we say or see on Twitter, oh, silence girlfriend, this and this boyfriend, a relationship is always 50-50.
Mm.
That thing they say that, oh, if a man loves her more, it is going to end up well. That's cap. That's utter cap. Mm. Because I've been that guy before and the relationship is still pafuka.
I'm done.
Exactly.
You can feel the frustration.
So it's not even frustration. Yeah. It's just that people don't get sense. Especially when it comes to this whole relationship, Igiaga.
Yeah.
It has to be 50-50. So these guys, this person is doing this, this person is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
For example, my P is quality time.
Mm.
And physical touch, yeah.
Okay, I also think it's also very important that you know how to, like, how you can express to that person. Because some people, like Atunike said, words of affirmation. You tell the person, oh, you're this, you're that. Oh, you're this to my life.
Ah, I forgot words of affirmation. That one too, because it did nice sometimes.
You know, it's nice, so...
Yeah, now, because you can just wake up, you see your person don't send text. You. Hi! You don't say, Jesus.
Good morning, text.
No, to me, I feel like a good morning text is not...
But you know, when you say words of affirmation, what do you think words of affirmation is?
Thank you.
It's like saying things like, oh, I love you. It's
not really only I love you. It's about
what are words of affirmation to you guys? Let me even try.
It's basically reassurance.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
So a good morning text can be like, it's not directly, right? But it's still there.
So now, what Google is saying is that words of affirmation are any spoken or written words that confirm, support, uplift, and empathize with another person in a positive manner. It's about the literal meaning.
See, it's not just, oh, okay, good morning. You go sprinkle some Salt Bay Higgy Lamba inside now. And I say, oh, good morning, sweetheart. I hope you have a very nice, like, oh, good morning, babe. I hope you have a very nice day. And I want you to remember that I'll always be there for
now,
you.
That's
and
a
I
word
care
of
about
affirmation.
You.
Okay, that's a
good
word
morning,
of...
dear. It's not
no,
a word
it's
of
not...
affirmation.
That one is, I feel like, do that one is indirect. I feel like it's indirect in the sense that, like, Google said, like, that confirmed. So the next, we've talked about, which one did we talk about? We talked about quality time. We talked about words of affirmation.
Yeah.
So the next one will be
physical touch.
Physical touch is everyone gets the basic.
Ha.
Okay.
That's my friend. Because I don't know what come over me. What do they make me go body?
Okay, here's the thing with physical touch. Like, Kelechi only thinks...
Yeah, I feel like physical touch basically falls on that relationship. Cause
I mean, the a lot of it does, but, like, when you're friends, like, sometimes some friends actually enjoy hugs. Some friends enjoy, like, you just being, like, just being close to them, I guess. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, you don't need to go all over, but I'm talking... I don't know about guys, but me, Sha, I know...
No, because, like, if a friend of mine that's a girl says, Kelechi, you don't hug me enough as a friend, I'm like, shoti ya reni.
No, now it depends. Hey. It depends.
Some people, I don't think, do you think, okay, hugs to you are in a what sense?
I mean, yeah, I like hugging. I know that. But if the person isn't trying out, I don't place heavy emphasis on it.
Mm.
Just like, I just like to fawn sometimes and then place emphasis, mm-hmm. but I really don't. I mean, if you are my close female friend, like, okay, yeah.
Okay, it depends. Like, if it's a person that's your close friend, now we're talking about like close friendship. All right, so that's physical touch. Then we have acts of service.
Yeah.
So
Kana, the first time I heard acts of service, I think it's in a slavery.
No. Acts of service is just basically like, you know someone, like how you explained for me, like you know someone like likes when you help them out with something, or you're just being like there for them, like certain situations, like.
Yeah, I mean, everything is just based on experience. Like, I can't lie, me, I have a lot of experience when it comes to, like, all of these longer things, because I've been with, like, different people. I've been with someone. That's why I feel like I can, serve. I know mine, and then I can serve each one well.
Because
I remember the first person I was with that their main kidney was acts of service. I helped her do her laundry.
Oh, that's why you washed it with your hand.
Am I crazy? Am I crazy? I drove her stuff to the laundromat. She stayed within my area. I drove her stuff to the laundromat. Am I crazy? And then this thing, I brought it back for her, and then we're like, wow. And like, so that's acts of service.
Yeah, that's,
and then that was fine.
And if that's what she appreciate, like what she or he appreciate, that's fine. Like it's also when you're in relationships, it's not just there's more to a relationship, guys, that a lot of people fail to realize. It's not just about holding hands or complimenting each other or just buying gifts. Doing stuff for the person enjoys, like, you know, that you can help a person out is also important. Also in friendships, you guys are friends. It's not just to gist all the time. Your friend is going through something, or they couldn't get food. You get food for them because love them. You appreciate them. You want them to be happy. Not all this. People think they're a friendship. They don't even care for you. They don't care about how you're doing. They don't care about helping you out. How can you say you're in a relationship or you're a friend? Even your family members, like your mom, or let's say your mom is cooking in the kitchen, just going to help her out, just being there with her. She would appreciate it so much.
Wait, Auntie, what if your mama no like you inside kitchen?
That's fine. That's why it depends on.
Cause my mother has banned me from kitchen whenever she's cooking.
Are you serious?
No, cause I'll just come in now. Okay, she's still cooking. I will just pick one nice soft plantain
that
for months.
That is what.
Like it, they don't do it then.
I mean, what is one slice of plantain?
It's not ready.
If the food was, they don't do it.
This is from experience. Don't come into the kitchen if you're not going to help. You just be there, eat it. That's what my brother always does when I'm cooking. You come and pick plantain, pick chips, pick chicken. He said he wants to taste. What are you tasting?
No, we got taste. No, the thing is that we got to taste so that person no go die from food poisoning.
Did I ask you to come and taste? If I don't ask you to come and taste, don't come to the kitchen.
And the thing is that in case person go die, he don't predict time. So he took one for the team. It's essential.
Anyways.
Next thing.
Okay, so words of affirmation, that's important. Take it into consideration when you're with friends to someone. Next one is gift giving. Now, listen to me and listen to me quick.
No, this
you,
one.
I feel like a lot of people put pressure on gift giving in the sense that you think that it's
people
only...
People don't understand gift giving. You cannot base a whole thing, a whole love language on money. It does. Yeah, to me, what you're saying is, as long as you have money, I'll love you forever. Obviously, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Obviously, money is important.
I just feel like with the whole gift giving here, people put too much emphasis in it, in the sense that they think that that's the only way someone can show their love to you. If they give you gifts, that's the only way that they can show that they love you, which is not true.
That's the thing. Yeah, it falls under what your major love language is. My problem is basing money as a sole love language. It's under gift giving. And then another problem with that whole money thing, because people make it as if that's the major thing. No. You can have money and still be a dickhead.
Yep, that is very true.
You can have money and still be terrible at relationships. Mm-hmm. That's me. I feel like that's where the toxic relationship they hold some people pass because they have the money and then people are chasing that money.
Yeah.
And then they don't want to go. Today he says he hates you. The next day, oh, he loves you. Takes you to Santorini, Cancun, all those places. The next day, the guy don't knock one of your close group friends who also likes money and in they send them to. So yeah, it's a very messy thing. That's why I always tell people, you can't base the whole thing on money.
Okay, well, that actually covers all the love languages.
Yep.
And the whole gist of everything is basically...
Know your love language and know peace.
I know your love language, know the person you're with love language. It's the, I know your friends' love languages. Know people that you care about, know their love language, because each of us are different. You can't be using your ex's love language for the person you're with. That makes sense.
And are those gang guys, we go to nag, they will call their ex's name instead of their babe's name.
You are in for trouble. So yeah, it's important.
Troubles what excites me.
If you don't think it's important,
me,
that's your business.
Troubles what excites me.
The thing is that people are, we all like to know that the person we're with or the person that we're friends with cares for us. And it's all these small actions, whether however small, that as long as the person does it, like, they're like, okay, this person actually does care for me. And it's important. Don't you want someone to care for you like that?
I know. Me, I reached this age whereby person guys care for me to the way I'm caring for the person. Because it's all them important. Who one-sided piece, they can't click. Like, obviously now, if I've got you something, get me something too. Because another thing that I like to point out is, like, if you're giving someone a gift, it shouldn't be conditional. It should be from the heart.
Exactly. I feel like also with gifts, yeah, you should know, like,
What the person likes.
Like, I feel like we've all passed the age of just giving the person gifts just because you want to say you give them gifts. You know a person likes this. Let's say a person, like one of my friends, likes this mug and it's her birthday coming. I can buy her the mug because I care for her enough to get her that mug. Like, it doesn't have to be something so expensive. It doesn't have to be something so cheap. Like, know what the person likes.
Exactly. And that whole thing about some girls saying they don't know what boys like, that's a lie.
See, if you're really friends with a guy, me, my, I have a guy
so
best friend.
So boxers and singlets is not...
No, it's not!
No! Bro, every time on Twitter you see babe saying Valentine is coming, I'm going to get him boxers and singlets as per jokes. I mean, but they actually mean it.
No,
and then they run out for me that, oh, I wanted to get him this really nice PS5, but they are sold out. And see, they are not sold out. It is there at Game Shop in Lekki, Lagos,
but
for 4,000, for 400, for 400K. You're just lying.
What if you did not have 400K?
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't have, like I said, it doesn't have to be expensive.
Exactly.
But guys,
well,
don't have,
which is no, why they
if
buy
your
it.
Man, no.
Guys, what if it was a guy that appreciated?
No, listen.
I promise you, we're appreciating it because we do not want trouble.
No, here's
I promise
the,
you. Because if you don't accept it now, voila, good day. You see now, she's not going to pick your calls. And women, when a woman is done with you, I promise you, it will pin you. She, first of all, first one now, she's not picking your calls. She's not replying your texts. Because of gifts, you're not going to see her in DMW Snapchat. You know, you going to see her in Perusi Snapchat. She they hide her. She they hide her face with that, with those big glasses and live vest. Then they boast. They play David on released.
No, wow. Well, I wanted to...
That's very specific.
Yes, it's very specific. It is very specific.
Buy food for people that I don't know what they
like. They could be food or it could be something like my friend really likes anime. Like I get some like anime merch or something. Like it's something that they can appreciate because they really love it. Or like basketball, they can get like basketball shoes.
Exactly.
Just,
like boots. All these kind of things.
They like boots. They like it's like if you really care for them, buy it.
Okay,
so we've come to the end of this episode. And it was a lot. It was more than I expected.
Thank you guys for listening. Don't
Thank
forget
you
to
so
follow
much.
Us on Twitter and Instagram.
On Scary Podcast.
At Scary Podcast.
Kelechi, do you have anything else to say?
To my fellow fans, fellow co-debaters, friends, family, and lovers, this is your ever funny, ever unfiltered, reckless, lovable canine. Signing out on the EU Scary Podcast.
Okay.
Make sure to follow me at Kelechi or _ if you want some, you know, some doings. And don't forget, December is coming. Thank you. God bless.
It's
well,
May.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye, guys.